Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. This is Aaron. That's Ange. That's Char. They're eating. It's fine.
Hi.
Like fiends.
They're literally eating. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us at bff.fm every Monday morning from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Boing, boing, boing.
Thank
boing,
you.
Boing.
Sorry.
We're sitting in Casement's Bar. It's in the Mission. It's a new bar from our new friend of the show, Jillian Fitzgerald. You'll hear that interview with Jillian in the next couple weeks. She's fucking awesome, and I'm surprised we haven't met her before in our lives. I'm sure we have.
We're of the same pack.
Yeah.
Sure.
We've been in some bar somewhere at some time with her. Like, I don't know. That's when I do wish that we were a little bit like, what's that fucking movie that I always reference with Jim Carrey? Where it's like a movie. Oh, The Truman Show. That's when I really kind of wish it was The Truman Show, where we could just rewind and be like, oh, that's where we've seen her. Remember that one night and that one bar and that one thing? But yeah, we lots going on for Bitch Talk right now. I don't know. I can't keep my head on straight.
These last 4 days have been insane.
Yeah, it's been a little, it's been a lot, but in like the best way possible. So, Ange did an interview without me for a film called Wendy that's coming out on March 6th, that same day in Oakland. We interviewed Janae Darden, who's a local reporter for KLW. We had a really fun interview with her in Oakland on Friday night. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then Bitch Talk got invited to moderate a Q&A with friends of the show, Rafael Cazal and Davi Diggs from Blindspotting. It was a benefit screening of that movie at the Roxy in San Francisco. And then tonight's Monday, and we had interviews on the books because, you know, I'm just trying to plan ahead and didn't think we weren't going to have much after Sundance. And
surprise,
we have.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. We're in need.
We haven't taken a break at all.
Not really. But we interviewed, like I said earlier, Jillian Fitzgerald, partners of Casement's Bar and in the Mission, literally on Mission Street. So anyways, yeah, we're a little brain dead, but excited. I think it's the year of Bitch Talk. I just keep saying it, but I'm just going to say it on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of the year of the Bitch Talk.
Yeah, I had dinner last week with an old boss and good friend, and her friend is all about Bitch Talk and trying to help us get funding.
Be the bitches that we should be.
Get to Sundance and make it happen. So,
well, the universe keeps speaking to us. Like, we just keep kind of talking about, we keep talking about different things that we should be doing or that we want to do. And then we say something, and then magically a unicorn shows up and we're just like,
well, I will also say it has been
6 years in the making.
6 years,
but
it's not an overnight like podcast success.
But well, but when you're saying that it's the year of Bitch Talk, it is that, you know, like,
it's accumulation.
Things are lining up for us, you know what I mean?
So I posted after we did, I've been listening to our episodes and they're fucking funny, and I listened to the awards one. And so after we did that,
did you listen to the end of?
Of course I did. I listened to it four times.
Tapeworm.
Yeah. If you guys want to listen to one of the funniest goddamn things of 2020 on Bitch Talk, it's Ange at the end of the Tapeworm episode. That's 420, everyone. That's episode 420. You just have to wait for it, and then you hear it, and you're like, "What the fuck was that?" And like, rewind it, and like, listen to it five
up again.
More times.
What else is new?
I literally
ever the professional.
I listened to it four times last night. Jeff, my fiance, and I, we were listening to
did
it.
Did he think it was funny? I'm just wondering,
yes,
if other people.
And he also was like, "You guys
were
cracked out." I'm like, "You have no idea." He was like, and then he was like, "What was that?" I'm like, "We didn't know what
all
happened."
Right. The real question is, okay, we already knew when it was coming, so of course you were gonna think it was funny. But when Jeff heard it, did he like, oh, "Dude, that's hilarious"?
No, he was all,
that's
"What
the thing?" Like,
he was like, "What happened?" And I'm like, "Here, let me replay it again."
I just messed
up. And so I replayed it, and he was like, "Wait, what was that?" And so every time he was laughing, but I actually was laughing harder, just because you and I were laughing. Me and Char were laughing so hard we had tears running down our face.
Oh man, my stomach hurt so bad after that.
I was at home still laughing, and then I sent you guys a text. I'm like, I'm still fucking laughing. That's the best I've ever heard in my life.
The last two episodes, which were Tapeworm and then
Awards?
The round table?
No, Tessa and David Lowery.
I just listened to that too. Episode 421, everybody. And episode 421.
They had although I didn't leave that outtake in, but I sent it to you guys. The outtake where
Didn't listen to it.
Angie's going, it's cold. She's whispering into the microphone.
Oh,
going,
before?
Yeah, before. She's going, what is it called? It's called the movie
that blew your mind.
Oh, I didn't listen to what you sent because I was like, oh, God. Just me fucking up.
It was me. I was editing and I was laughing so hard by myself with headphones on in front of my laptop doing my little edits because it was, what is it again?
25 times of asking.
Sitting there waiting for fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah. So we've just been busy hustling our asses, and there's gonna be even more great content coming your way. But yeah, that event yesterday at the Roxy was hectic, and I'm so sad that one of my best friends couldn't be there because it's just one of those things, like, we've been asked to moderate within the last year a few times, and Ange was able to make it last year because she was busy with her job, and then this time didn't change. She was busy with the job, but literally, like, four blocks away. It was like, damn it. If only. They missed you. Rafa and David send their love to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure they missed me. I know it. That's probably why they organized it. They're like, maybe we'll see that one.
Yeah. Like four blocks away from where you're working. They had no idea. But we had a great time. And the love for those guys locally is great. And I was really happy to see that it sold out and that they made over $12,000 for a benefit screening of a film that came out 2 years ago that you could see on HBO or Hulu. Like I noted, if you listen to that episode, what came out on Wednesday, there's a lot of people in that room that hadn't seen the movie yet, so that was a good thing.
I still talk about this movie a lot, and people don't know about it.
I know.
So it's like, it makes me so mad.
Me too.
But that's good. That's why we need to keep talking about movies that we love, especially independent.
And Ange, because you weren't there, so they have, maybe I saw this in some kind of write-up and forgot about it, but they have a deal, and they're going to come out with a Blindspotting episodic show. Yeah, which makes sense, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You could do more with those characters in Oakland. There's a lot to talk about. So I can't remember who that was with, though. So they have that. I know David is in a show. I can't remember if it's out or it's coming out. Snowpiercer, which I never saw the movie.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Sundance, right?
Yeah, he was at Sundance, and we didn't get to see him.
We were trying to see him.
That was a day that we had to work 11 hours.
He was in two different panels at Sundance that I RSVP'd to, but we couldn't make it to either.
We tried to go, David. Those guys are doing stuff, but they're still, like they say, they're still loyal to the soil. But Ange actually went to Portland a couple weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that? I'm switching gears because I'm like, we've also had a life sort of around all of this stuff.
Yeah, we haven't talked much, and we've done about two episodes of canned episodes, you know.
Yeah, well, no, I loved it. It was my first time.
Which is crazy to me.
I love Portland and Oregon in general. It's super beautiful. Really good food, really good breweries. My friend is a beer connoisseur, so we hit up some really good breweries, and then we were at the it was called the Festival of Dark Arts in Astoria, which is a small sea town, just about 2 hours north, I believe, of
Oregon.
If people
have seen Portland, seen the movie Goonies.
Goonies and Kindergarten Cop. And Short Circuit, which is a smaller okay, faction of you.
Randomly, I have to tell you, there's a group text with my neighbors, and Short Circuit came up today randomly.
That's how does it ever come up? Why?
I still don't know why our neighbor Steven sent us a GIF or GIF, as some people call it, of Short Circuit. I don't know how that tied into our conversation. Anyways, yeah. That's very odd.
Yeah, okay. So they were all shot in this small town, and you get to see like the school from Kindergarten Cop and the home from Goonies. And anyway, it was a beer festival, a 10-hour beer festival.
Good
which
luck.
Which was insane.
Do they just have like napping pods at the festival?
No, but thankfully there were ins and outs, so you can take a siesta and come back. But
good.
But smart. Really good beers and dozens of bands and food. And I was one of four.
Did you go in and
people
out
of color?
Or did you?
Of course they did. They took a little siesta.
Only once we went because we got food and then we went to the car to eat it. Just because we wanted to like sit down and not be in this chaos of like 2,000
people.
So
how long did you last at this 10-hour?
We were there for about 8 hours. We got there at like 12:30 and we left at around 8:30.
It was like 8:30. A job.
It was 12 to 10 and we got there at like 12:30 and we left at like 8:30.
You clocked 8:30. In at 12.
I'm telling you, I'm surprised. We maintained
you lunch
a
break.
Nice steady buzz, I'm telling you. I'm a seasoned pro at this point.
Wait, but get back to the 1 in 4. Is that what you said? 1 in 5?
Yeah. So the whole time I was
that's
like,
how I feel when I'm in Oregon as well.
Yeah, the whole time I was there, counting. I was like, everyone's so nice, but it's
very white.
Everybody, every single person is white. Which is not bad.
It's notable.
But, you know, everyone was really nice. Everyone was getting along. But then I was taking count, and within those 8 hours, I saw 3 black people, but I was still the only Asian, so. Represent.
There were black people there?
3 of them.
Well, that's impressive. I don't think I ever see a black person in Portland or in Oregon.
Well, probably because this festival is supposed to be, I mean, for people that love beer, this is a big one. So, you know, there were tourists, as myself. But there was a tattoo booth, which was funny.
Which I love.
And people were paying to get random
tattoos.
You should
have got a pickle.
Like $80. Oh.
That's
Let's get interesting.
Pickle tattoos. I'll get a pickle tattoo with you.
Deal.
Seriously.
I'm kind of down.
I love pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe out.
In a jar. I kind of like a jar, the idea of a jar, too.
That's
like,
cute.
Like a little pickle in a jar.
What's our thing, Dylan?
What?
What's the...
Oh, eggplant?
No. There's a...
Frickles?
No.
Frickle Brothers? What? What are you trying to say, Char?
No, what's the drink that you guys get? That's
Pickleback.
Pickleback.
No, there's something else that
what?
You guys get.
What is happening?
I've guessed every possible thing.
Yes.
Now you'll,
the drink that we used to get?
No, it's like a special. And it's...
A pickleback?
No. When you guys hear it, you'll be like, oh, that's what you meant.
But it has to do with a pickle. Oh, Dickle.
Yes.
Oh, Bush and Dickle.
The Bush and Dickle.
I didn't get that. Ange got it.
I got it.
During a women's march a couple
years ago. In more
ways
than one,
yeah,
I got
she
it.
Did. She got a Bush and Dickle, and then she got a Bush and Dickle.
See?
Anyway.
I knew that I would come up.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm going to dedicate that drink and joke to Steven, my neighbor, because he always loves
yeah,
that
so
story.
It's a Bush, it's a Bush beer and a shot of Dickle whiskey, and it's called a Bush and Dickle. Anyway. It's a fine combination.
I don't want that tattoo. I like, let's
yeah,
do,
push
let's do something
a Dickle,
with
Char, come on. I'm kind of down for the pickle.
Okay, think about it. I won't rush you into this.
But I'm fickle.
Oh, God. Now it's going to be a whole fucking rap.
I thought you were going to get
a
dinosaur
nickel.
Tattoo.
A T-Rex pickle. A pickle.
No.
A T-Rex in a pickle costume.
A T-Rex holding a pickle.
Oh, with his little hands? Yes. And the pickle's really big because his hands are so small.
Oh, that actually
this
would be
is
really
getting really
cute.
Good.
All right. Stephanie Smith, who did my last tattoo. Let's have her do it. I love her. She's on Geary.
A T-Rex holding a pickle. That's original.
Uh-oh. She's really spinning her wheels on this one. All right. Yeah, let's get tattoos, Ange. I'm into it. I need another
I don't know. I kind of like being virginal, though.
It's the one thing you're virginal with. Oh, yeah. My God. By the way, can we please talk about your 18th birthday for a minute?
Oh.
Please, please, please.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's so 20 years ago.
Well, let's set this up.
That's true.
So, literally, fuck.
Well, let's set this up for a second. Because I've known Ange for 5-ish years.
I've known her for 25. No, I've known you for
16? I worked at Edelman.
No, it is not.
2004?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh,
maybe 2005. 15?
15 years.
That's scary.
So we're going on some cumulative years of friendship here. And we have not heard of this story about your 18th birthday. And yesterday,
after this event, the blind spotting event, Ange finally was able to make it.
Yeah, she was able to show up.
I made it to the bar afterwards.
Yes.
And having dinner and drinks. And
we had a pickleback.
Picklebacks. And then I don't know how it came up, but Ange started talking about
Wavy, my friend who was hanging out with us. We went to Portland together. And he asked if you guys have heard of my 18th birthday party because it came up when I was in Portland somehow. I don't know why.
And so, yeah. So
I thought you knew. I don't know.
And so she started talking about this birthday party.
Yeah, so the most surprising thing out of the story. Actually, no. I'm going to have Ange tell the story, and then I'll tell you my most surprising moment of this story.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to try to do it fast. It was my senior year of high school. I'm turning 18, and it was a Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was a weekday.
In April.
Just everyone take note of this. It was a Wednesday evening.
A beautiful Wednesday night in April, and I was in the musical, which was Annie. I was an orphan.
Yeah, if you know Ange and you've listened to this podcast, Annie? Okay.
Yep.
She was an orphan,
at the mercy of what the drama teacher chooses.
The director,
the musical.
Yeah.
And it was Annie, and I was
actually
really
fun. Did you get to sing
really
It's a Hard Knock Life?
Oh, yeah. My line was, "Don't it seem like there's never any light?" But I sang it better than that. But the better line was, oh, shit, I don't remember it. Anyway, moving on.
It was 20 years
ago. It's a Hard Knock Life, and then there's another good one that the orphans get to sing when they're in the Radio City Music Hall. Fuck, I'm blanking. Anyway, so we were in the musical, so we had a rehearsal. So we get out late from rehearsal at like 8. I'm assuming it was like 8 or something. So I told everyone, I'm like, just come to my house after rehearsal and we can party or whatever.
Yeah.
So I told my parents as a precursor, like, oh, I'm going to have some friends sleep over for my birthday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was going to celebrate with my family over the weekend. So I'm like, yeah, is it okay if I have some friends come over? And they were like, yeah, cool. So we come back from rehearsal and it's probably at this point like 9. And my friends had, like, bought me a bong, so we're, like, we have beers, and we're, like, smoking weed, and we're just kind of hanging out and having fun. I think we were, like, playing Twister at one point, you know,
probably,
just being, like,
yeah.
Young girls,
yes,
like, whatever.
That makes sense.
And then it's, like, 11 p.m. or midnight, and we hear a knock at the door, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, everybody is here. Not only are my parents asleep, but my sister, my older sister who lived with us, and my nephew, who was, I think he was 2 at the time, they were asleep as well. Like, everyone in my house is, like, asleep. So I open the door, and it's a stripper. Unbeknownst to me, my friends had ordered a stripper. and we were all, like...
As you do when you're 18 years old.
And we were all in our pajamas. Like, there was no makeup. Like, there's nothing sexy going on at all.
No, there's nothing sexy. It's an 18-year-old's
birthday. And the ages are ranging from 16 to 18. And, like, 20 or 24 of us. And so he walks.
24 yesterday.
Yeah, for some reason I remember 24. But anyway, he walks in and he's like very surprised to see. Like, and I was shocked. And he was some college kid. He went to UCLA. He wasn't wearing a costume or anything, but he was like kind of awkward. But he was like, whatever, it's a job, you know. So he comes in, and we set up the chairs in a circle in my living room.
As you do. I can't wait till we write the dramedy about this.
And
okay,
then
go ahead.
And then he hands me a mixtape to play, like, for
as
his,
you do,
his set.
As you do.
Because this is
as a
the 90s.
Does.
I mean, we're old.
Here's my mixtape.
So I told him, I was like,
here's
okay.
Here's my mixtape that I stripped.
Yeah. 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 Did it say strip mixtape on it? I wish it
kept
did.
It.
You should have. God damn it.
I don't even remember what the music was.
I know.
But I told him, I was like, okay, I can play it, but really low because my parents are asleep. And he was like, what? But again, it was a job. You know, he's some UCLA kid. He's probably doing this to be able to afford to be in school. So he proceeds with the dance. And what we did was we had two girls on watch on both of the hallways. And we're like, if you hear any sort of rustle from either bedrooms, like my sister and my nephew or my parents, like just fucking tell us right away and we'll have to just hide him. So lo and behold, nobody wakes up. The stripper, because we're high school kids, he must have made like $5. Like nobody has money. And
yeah, you weren't working.
All of us except for two were just like, ew, get away from me. Because he had pimples on his back and his butt. I'll never forget that.
Oh,
he was wearing like a leopard thong.
Aww.
Nobody wanted him to dance on them. But two of my friends were like playing along. And they're like, okay, fine. You can pick me up, you know, and let him do whatever. But yeah, so he did his thing. He made like $5. I mean, nothing.
Poor guy.
And then he left and we we carried on. And then the next day, we wake up and we all go to school like good Catholic girls.
So this was a weeknight.
It was a Wednesday, yeah. Yeah. And we had a performance the next day at school, too.
I really wish that we could find him and then put him on the mic. Like, oh. Yes, go ahead.
No, so I when I was telling you them the story yesterday, I texted my friend that had hired the stripper, and I was like, hey, how much did you guys pay? So apparently they paid $100 and they found him in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, I mean,
which for those of you that are listening that don't know what the Yellow Pages are, look it up. It was a struggle back then.
Yeah.
And all of our info was out there. Everyone's numbers.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
24 girls in their PJs had this UCLA stripper and Papa Tony never woke up.
Yeah. He snores like a lion. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, but yeah, it's that Filipino deep sleeper.
Oh, boy.
But what was I supposed to do? It was a gift. I couldn't say no.
I'm honestly,
I'm surprised he stayed.
Me too. Like, nowadays, that would never happen. But what you can see on the internet, why would you hire a stripper? Like, that just, you know what I mean?
Just to embarrass someone. That's why they did it. They wanted to embarrass me.
Just like no one does 69 anyone anymore.
Because it's funny. It's like, just, I mean, you don't really do it to get turned on.
I have never. Well, do you remember what Jeff asked? He's like, did he have a hard on? I'm like, strippers don't have hard ons.
No, that's
weird.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
No. I've never seen
or,
that.
Or, you know, maybe a semi.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to think about that.
Anyways.
He was not cute. But anyway, it was still to this day one of my best birthdays. It was so much fun. You know,
I've been at a lot of your birthdays and you have a lot of fun.
It's one of those things where like we're
it's
just
like
so
a great
young.
Story.
We're so young. The whole world ahead of us.
You don't care about anything in the world.
I
have those. I have like some of my favorite birthdays are like when I was like 23, 24, when I had nothing, but it was one of those things where you're like, who gives a shit about anything?
Well, and you're still invincible. Like, we drank and smoked weed till the sun rose and went to school the next day.
Yeah.
Like, I got good grades, you know, like, just not a care in the world, just invincible. And my friends were, I mean, I'm still friends with half of those girls to this day. Like, we speak regularly. So it just, yeah, it was a good year. A good birth year.
Maybe we'll resurrect the stripper for your 40th.
Yeah, so I'm going to LA this weekend. I'm going to try to find the pictures.
I can't wait. I will post it somewhere. Don't worry about it. Just send it to me.
Andrew, are you turning 40 this year?
No. Next year? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Couple years, right?
Years old as my brother.
Someday I will turn 40.
Someday she'll turn 40. Just not this year.
And we can call her
one of us. Still the youngest. Yeah.
Still the baby.
It is Pisces season, by the way. Anyways.
I love my Pisces.
Thank you. So we're churning and burning here over at Bitch Talk, but we're also able to take some breaths. Char might be out of town in the next few weeks, so we're piling on some interviews and probably sifting through more Sundance because there's a lot.
There's about 67 more that we have.
There's 67 more.
I'm doing something different. You guys don't see this because it's all hidden stuff. But every time we do a Sundance or a Slam Dance episode, I put a number next to it, and we're already at I think 5 for the year.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I wanted to see how many actual Sundance or Slam Dance interview related episodes we end up doing by the end of the year.
Well, we have enough for the year.
I think, last year we did about, 27.
We released 27?
Yeah.
I think we'll release more this year. Yeah. And it also depends on what gets picked up.
Right.
So I can't wait to release that Bloody Nose Empty Pockets. That's the one I can't wait.
I gotta see that.
Huh?
I have to see it.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good. I'll watch it again. I love that movie. I love it so much.
I need the jacket.
We just need to go to
New Orleans.
Yeah.
We do need to go to New Orleans.
You know who keeps coming up in the last 24 hours, but it actually didn't come up on the actual interview. We're sitting at Casements, and we were talking to the owner, Jillian, and she talked about Bourdain.
Mm.
And the other day, I was like, I miss him. I don't know. I miss him. And
knowing that he's out there doing what he does. And
yeah, just all of it. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. He keeps coming up. So maybe we'll have to do another.
Maybe for our 500th episode. Well,
there's places that we haven't been to on that
500th episode is happening this year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Ange. Hey, anyone out there that has crazy, wacky ideas for our 500th, just send it to us.
Maybe we should do it from New Orleans.
Yeah. At the bar from Bloody Nose. What is it called? The Royal Cuckoo?
Or no.
Royal
Cuckoo.
The
Flamingo?
No. Daisy?
No. Golden Hour? No. Daisy?
I thought it was a woman's name.
No.
Is it like Disco Casino?
No. Oh, Disco Casino. I'd go there. Is that in Reno? If anyone has any ideas, just find find us on socials and just tweet at us or email us therealbtpod@gmail.com for our 500th episode. Dude. I don't know. Now you got me thinking, Ange. So we're going to wrap it up here. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us at bff.fm. Every Monday morning from 6 to 6:30. We are powered by GoTo Productions.
Bitch, please.